From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Retail sales are surging, jumping in October to their highest level in 7 months. The increase was fueled by strong demand for new cars. Ken Perkins with the group Retail Metrics says the report bodes well for the upcoming holiday season for retailers.
There's some pent-up demand that built up during October because the weather was warm. So November looks to have gotten off to a good start. And I think the holiday season is setting up to be a pretty decent one.
Perkins says last month's jump in retail sales was about twice as large as analysts had expected. Another report out today finds inventories at U.S. businesses rose in September, more than anticipated. A House ethics panel is denying a request by veteran Congressman Charles Rangel for a delay in his ethics trial so he can find a new attorney. NPR's Paul Brown reports Rangel is facing 13 counts of financial and fundraising misconduct.
Rangel says he's run out of money to pay his first attorney, who's withdrawn from the case. And the 80-year-old Democrat, former chairman of the House committee that oversees taxes, says his 50 years of public service is on the line.
I truly believe that I'm not being treated fairly.
Ethics Committee Chairman Zoe Lofgren says Rangel's had a month to find a new lawyer, and the committee's been upfront about starting the trial as scheduled. If the 8-person congressional jury, 4 Republicans and 4 Democrats, finds Rangel guilty of any charges, possible punishments include a written report or a vote condemning his actions. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration is set to propose transferring security responsibility in parts of Afghanistan to that country's government over the next 2 years. The plan to be presented at a NATO summit later this week. The goal would be to end the U.S. combat mission in Afghanistan by 2014. Shares of the new General Motors will go on sale later this week, the stock offering an opportunity for the federal government to unload some of its ownership stake in the automaker. Jacob Goldstein from NPR's Planet Money team in New York says a Chinese automaker called SAIC is looking to buy in.
The company is expected to invest somewhere around $500 million. That's according to reports in the Wall Street Journal and elsewhere. That would give SAIC about a 1% stake in GM. So that's a relatively small stake, but it's symbolically important. GM is this deeply American company, of course, and the government spent billions of dollars to bail it out during the crisis.
So why is SAIC interested in GM?
Well, the companies have been partners in China for several years now. That's going very well. The companies are also partnering to expand into India, another big growing market. So you can see SAIC's stake in GM as just the next step in this global relationship that's been expanding for several years now.
Jacob Goldstein with NPR's Planet Money team in New York. Wall Street at this hour. Stocks are modestly higher. The Dow is up 45 points at 11,238. The Nasdaq is up 3 points. This is NPR News. The death toll from the cholera outbreak in Haiti now tops 900. New cholera treatment centers are being set up in Port-au-Prince, and relief workers are teaching people the importance of good hygiene and of handling and cooking food properly. A new report finds that hunger in the U.S. was essentially unchanged last year from the previous year, despite rising unemployment. NPR's Pam Fessler reports the numbers are from the Agriculture Department.
More than 17 million American households had trouble sometime last year getting enough to eat. That's a record high number, but only slightly higher than in 2008. Some experts believe that the numbers didn't grow more last year because of a rapid expansion in Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP benefits, the new name for food stamps. 42 million Americans, or 1 in 8, now get SNAP benefits. Even so, almost 7 million households experienced serious food shortages last year, resulting in missed meals and reduced food intake. At least 500,000 children were hungry at some point during the year, according to the USDA. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Another Qantas jumbo jet has been forced to make an emergency landing. This time it was a Boeing 747 returning to Sydney after the pilots reported some smoke in the cockpit. Qantas spokeswoman Elizabeth Wirth told Australian Broadcasting that an electrical fault was the apparent cause.
The pilots have reported that there was a minimal amount of smoke in the cockpit. In line with procedures, the captain did make priority clearance back to Sydney Airport. However, before this happened, he dumped fuel before arriving back at Sydney Airport safely.
That fuel dump, a precaution to reduce the weight of the aircraft. In recent days, another type of jumbo jet in the Qantas fleet, the A380, has experienced engine problems. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.